Our next question is from Janice in Phoenix, Arizona, and she wants to know, what are the signs of heat exhaustion in horses?
I'm trying. Okay, so if you're going to get into heat exhaustion, will start before actual onset heat stroke. And so heat stroke is where the horse is really in trouble. Heat exhaustion, you'll start to notice that the horse is breathing rapidly, might be panting. You might feel at the heart rate, you can feel it right at the elbow level on the chest with your hand. The horse might have gone from excessively sweating to suddenly not sweating as much. Those are possibilities to even no sweating. If you had a thermometer, the rectal temperature would be up around 104 or more. The subtle things that the owners might start to notice, though, would be that the horse doesn't feel as forward. So it's a little more lethargic, it's a little weak, it might be stumbling, it's not ears forward in the go, go, go mode. If you're working a horse on a hot day and that is starting to happen, you're going to get, that's your signal, stop, you know, time to really consider that maybe the heat is starting to bother this horse.
Okay. And so then what does heat stroke look like compared to heat exhaustion?
So heat stroke will then, the body temperature will start to get up in the levels of 105, 106. The horse will be pretty dehydrated. So when you pinch the skin, we don't use the neck now, we use the shoulder, that it won't return. If you pinch it up, it won't return to its flatness for several seconds. The gums might start to get dark and tacky. The horse is absolutely going to be breathing very hard. Generally, a heat-stroked, really severe exhausted horse is looks like ears flat, head down, can't really hold its head up, it's very weak. Those are all signs that that heat stroke is now starting to occur. They can look very disoriented even in neurologic because the brain is getting overcooked, if you will, and the brain is very sensitive to temperature, and so the horse is not actually all there, if you will.